great a meeting there a couple of months ago with our TDs, three of our TDs, Thomas Pringle, Independent, and Ghost Patrick McLaughlin, and Sinn Féin's Pierre Storey, that were able to make it. Minister McConnell was out of the country that day, Joe McHugh was unable to attend. So when we should have had five that day, we only ended up with three. The mood was that day in the room, it was down to the government, which obviously we're aware of. But we got no satisfaction that day at all because we didn't have the two relevant TDs as such in the room to put the questions to. And now the can again is once again got kicked down the road as such. I understand, all right, that it has to be reviewed again coming back to it. But nonetheless, we still got no correspondence back from the main TDs in government. We're off here in Western Eagle. I believe there are a lot of SA houses could be built. And possibly people in Western Eagle are not even fully aware that they may be in a position to get them built, depending where their land is. For example, if you land along the N56, as the general rule with any house at the moment, you cannot get planning. But this is so wrong, and I think this is where things need to get opened up here. We're in Donegal County Council, the planning section, and I appreciate it as a change in the government. I know I've been told several times the council can't change it. I fully get that and I understand that. But at the same time, if we don't keep raising the issue and keep on about it, we're not going to get nothing changed here. And I think the next time again we come back to it again, I hope, in the near hand future again, either before or after Christmas, we're looking again for a similar type of meeting. What are TDs? And hopefully that time Minister McConnell and Deputy Joe McHugh will be able to attend and take the relevant questions and concerns from ourselves back to the Dáil, back to government, and get this rule, try and get this rule lifted off. You can't keep building along the N56. If nothing else at the moment now, what all the houses are needed, it's a bloody disgrace, to be quite honest with you. And it has, that rule has to change, and if that rule doesn't change, nothing's going to move forward, and people's only fooling themselves as like they are, because the rule is to change in Dublin, and the only person can change that, as far as I'm concerned, is our TDs, and our TDs in particular that are in government, have to shout the knowledge and the know-how to raise them the Dáil accordingly. And until that happens, Donna Marie, nothing's going to move in Donegal. We're only fooling ourselves otherwise, talking about SA houses and everything else getting moving and slow moving, unless they actually move themselves up in Dublin for us. But I will be going back to this again. I will be calling again for a meeting again, what are TDs again, early in the new year, if nothing happens before the side of Christmas time, which I don't think it will, obviously. But definitely I'll be calling for the same type of meeting again in the new year to meet with ourselves, the Donegal representatives, the Donegal County Councillors, the 37 of us, and try again and have the same meeting again that we had before, that the five weren't able to attend, but hopefully this time going forward, the five will be able to attend. And we get it into the Dáil and we get it changed, we get it sorted. Because if we don't, Michaela, the dog's chasing our tails, to be quite honest with you, if they can't get it sorted in Dublin for us. And the responsibility lies with them. It doesn't lie with the county councillor. Such a county councillor can do all he wants of the day, pushing and fighting and everything else, Dunbury. But they have the power up there, which unfortunately the powers have taken off us some years ago, and we're left now with still very limited powers when it comes to planning. Really, no power at all when it comes to planning, but